What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. And what's up, guys, people? Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, I'm pretty sure most of you have, hit that thumbs up, run with this video, share it out, get it out there, get it out there. We are live. It is Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. Man, this year's halfway there, and it's getting wilder and wilder. So President Trump, he decided to take over the DC police, which we're all aware of, and the radical lunatic liberals go berserk about it. And just like I mentioned yesterday and the day before that, the radical liberals, they love violence, they love chaos, they love animosity, they love destruction. President Trump, he could come up with the cure to cancer, and the Democrats would hit the streets and protest against President Trump having the cure to cancer. How dare he do this? He's being an authoritarian, trying to help people like this. President Trump, he could come up with the solution to world hunger. And the Democrats would go, oh my goodness, he's trying to feed people where people have not been fed before. How dare he do such a thing? Wrong for President Trump. He's being authoritarian. President Trump can say enough is enough with the violent crimes that's happening in the streets of America and put the National Guard, federalize the police department to bring crime to an end to so that people can hit the streets safely. And the Democrats, what would they do? How dare he? He's being authoritarian. How dare he try to stop black people from making a living? Because that's what they're saying. They're calling it racist. You can't make it up. These Democrats will go against anything that President Trump will do. President Trump is getting nominated for Nobel Peace Prizes, and the Democrats won't give him any credit for anything, any successes that he has done. President Trump has got the economy back on track. Nope, no credit for President Trump. President Trump closed the southern border. Nope, no credit for President Trump. President Trump has brought down the crime in the country overall. Nope, no credit for President Trump. President Trump is stopping the fentanyl, the sex trafficking of children coming into the country. No credit for President Trump. President Trump, his team stopped the wasteful spending, USAID, and all these other corrupt means that the Democrats were using. No credit for President Donald J. Trump. No credit at all. Stop and start it again, Shannon. Are we not live? Stop and start it again. Stop the Wi-Fi. Are we there? Oh, I see it. Okay, we're good. Gucci. All right, I see it. We're live. Man, I was just going all in on it too. I'm not even sure what part y'all missed, what part y'all said, what part y'all did see or didn't see. Well, I'm gonna do it again. If you haven't already, please like the follow. Hit that follow button if you haven't already. If you're watching here for the first time, hit that follow button here on Rumble. And also hit that thumbs up. Share this video. Get it out there. We're talking about crime. We're talking about the crime, not just in D.C., but across the United States of America. The Democrats love crime. They love animosity. They love it all. And I've talked about it so many times, how they love violence. Now, let me give you an example. The Democrats, if President Trump could come up with the solution to cancer, the Democrats would hit the street protesting against him, saying, oh my goodness, he's being authoritarian. He's helping people. He's coming with the cure. And I'm like, nope, no, he's not. No, he's not. When we all know that he did. This is just examples here. President Trump could come up with the solution to world hunger. The Democrats will hit the streets again. Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. He's helping people. He's helping feed people. This is a lie. It's not actually happening. No, don't believe it. President Trump, He could federalize the police. He could put military personnel on the streets to stop crime in the streets of America. And what would the Democrats do? They would hit the streets and protest against him. That's exactly what they're doing right now. And then they will call it racist. He's preventing black people from making a living, as if black people, the only way they can make money is by doing criminal activities on the streets of America. This is how they're pushing this. He's being authoritarian. He's being authoritarian. It's the most disgusting, repulsive thing ever. And you know what? The Democrats, they got duped. See, look, every time President Trump comes out and he says that he's for something, the Democrats are against it. President Trump says that he's for America first. The Democrats, they're for America last. President Trump says that he's for men being in men's sports, women being in women's sports. And the Democrats say, nope. We need to put men competing against women. President Trump said, if you're born a boy, you're a boy. If you're born a girl, you're a girl. The Democrats said, nope. It's based on your feelings, how you feel about it, not what's between your legs. The Democrats will go against anything that is rational thinking. The Democrats will go against anything that makes common sense. President Trump, not only does he support black people, but President Trump also supports white people. And you know how he does this? He does this by supporting the American people. And what do the Democrats do? They do just the opposite. They don't want to support America. They want to support illegals coming into the country. President Trump could bring an end to all illegal migration coming across the southern border, and the Democrats will get upset about it and won't give him credit for stopping and slowing down the sex trafficking of children, the fentanyl coming across the border. They will not give him any credit for it. President Trump is being nominated for Nobel Peace Prizes, and these radical leftist lunatic liberals will not give President Trump any credit for it. They don't want to give him any credit. President Trump getting the economy back on track, and they don't want to give him any credit for it. They don't want to give President Trump credit for nothing. The man can solve all illnesses in the world, and they won't give him any credit. I'm just saying as an example. And President Trump having to put troops on the streets of D.C. Let me share some of this with you. President Trump having to put troops on the streets of D.C. And because he did this, the radical leftist lunatic liberals aren't saying, wow, finally, we have some peace. Finally, we can go to the store. Finally, we don't have to worry about someone mugging us, the gunshots. There was a report that we were looking at earlier. And looking at this report, this year alone, there's been 100 murders in DC. This year alone, halfway through. And I forget what other, no, it was, what state was it? It's on the tip of my tongue. Was it St. Louis? St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken, 200 this year so far. But the Democrats are trying to say, well, you know, the murder rate is not that bad. One is too many. Now, you can leave a split screen, Shannon, because I just want to show what's happening in the streets of D.C. They're walking around, police officers walking around. They even have Border Patrol walking around, federal agents walking around of the streets of D.C. This reminds me of Trump supporters walking around during the time when, you know, January 6th, when we were all out there. And this is not them bringing violence, because January 6th, us as constitutionalists, we didn't bring the violence. We wanted to stop all the animosity and the chaos that's happening in the United States of America. The Democrats don't want it to stop. I saw this video on X, and you know what they said? They're marching around the street like it's a war zone. But none of these radical leftist lunatics, not a single one of them, complaining about the crime that is existing in the city. None of them. But now they're starting to say something because like, okay, President Trump is finally doing something. Somebody's doing something. And again, this is the first time in American history this has ever happened. First time. You are part of this history. You are part of this history. Right here. So let me get to this one here. This is on MSSTD, where they're complaining Of course, they're complaining about President Trump, but Chris Matthews, which is kind of surprising that he says what he says here. Chris Matthews says that the Democrats, they got duped. Mika, is that what he's saying? Mika, I don't want to say Mika all the time. Mika, she says that we're getting tricked. It's a trap. You know what, Shannon? I almost get that clip. I wanted to get that clip when they're on Star Wars when they say, it's a trap. Let's get out of here. And, you know, one of the creatures. It's really, really famous scene. It's a trap. That's what the Democrats are saying here. It's a trap. But you know what? It doesn't have to be a trap. All they have to do, and it's really simple. And I know people can say, well, don't give the Democrats any idea. It's really simple. All they have to do is say, you know what? We don't like Trump. But you know what? What we're going to do is go ahead and clean up the streets in our cities so that President Trump doesn't have to come to our city. That's all they have to do. But they're not going to do that. They're going to double down. So in that case, they're setting their own trap. Listen to this.
And the murder rate, you can't keep saying violent crime is down, but the murder rate's up. To the average person, the murder rate's about life and death. You don't brag about a rising murder rate. And the Democrats are, I agree with you, Mika, they're falling into the trap of defending what's indefensible.
It's a trap. Yes, it's a trap. I mean, if it's not a winner politically to say.
Wait a minute, did you hear what he said? They're defending the defensible, the indefensible. They're defending violent crime. And they're saying, it's a trap. And again, this doesn't have to be a trap. And see, what they're saying here, they're trying to put it out there to the Democrats, but they're not going to receive it. Because the Democrats, these Democrat mayors, governors, like Gavin Newsom, the mayor in New York, Hochul, they're not going to receive anything that they're saying here because they could just clean it up and won't even be an issue. See, come 26, the election, the midterm election for 26, the Democrats could take this opportunity right now to clean up their cities, to prevent President Trump from coming in and doing the job for them. But they're going to double down. I predict that they're going to double down because no matter what President Trump does, the Democrats will do the opposite.
Trap. Yes, it's a trap. I mean, if it's not a winner politically to say, oh, you're wrong, look at the data. Because, you know, if one violent crime happens in a very heavily populated part of the city, people hear about it and it's visceral. They don't want it. And they'll gravitate to the person who appears to be doing something about it.
And who's doing something about it? This is a trick question for everybody. Who's doing something about the violent crime in DC? It's a trick question. I'm telling you right now, it's a trick question. Believe me, it's really not a trick question. President Trump is doing it. We've talked about the crime in DC for so many years. When I've gone to DC multiple times, all you would hear are sirens, no matter what. You would hear sirens throughout the day. It's like the city never sleep because at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can hear sirens off at a distance. No matter what time of day it was in DC, there's always sirens because there's violence happening every single day. Criminals having a heyday. And the interesting thing is the criminals that have this heyday going on, you know, they're all young. And they utilize these kids to do their criminal activity. But you know what? We're talking about the youth committing these crimes. They're talking about these criminals that's taking place. The violent crime that's taking place by the youth. They're talking about that because they're trying to put this ideal out there that President Trump is targeting the youth. And you know what youth that is? The black youth. Because that's who's doing the crimes in D.C. There's not white kids out there. If y'all seen videos of white kids committing crimes in D.C., by all means, send it to me.
Well, you know what? Well, we started hearing all these talking points about, the juvenile crime. Yes. The juvenile crime. Because Judge Jeanine Pirro did bring it up. So I'm like, okay, what is the percentage of this juvenile crime? Is it more above and beyond adult crime? Because that seems like they're saying most of it is kids. Only 8% is kids, young people under 18. And most of the crimes that they're committing are like carjackings. The visible things, there, it's a visible crime. You see them running around shoplifting as some of the young people. But the big murders and stuff like that, that is not being committed by these young people. No. And it's happening more than it should be happening. So they're trying to blame it all on the children right now.
Yeah.
But most of it is not being done by children.
But this is a common theme with the left, right? It's a common theme with the radical left. Utilize children, saying, well, it's just children that's acting out. It's just children acting a certain way. So that's all that it is here. It's not really that bad. And then they said, well, you know, the murder rate went from 150 to 175 to 165. It's coming down. Really? It's coming down. It's 165 where it was 175. Let me play some of this one for you, and then I'll talk about it.
They say that, murders have gone down from 180 last year, 83 last year, to on track to only 170 this year. Only the Democrats would think 170 murders is something to celebrate and doesn't need any intervention.
See, that's exactly my point. What I was talking about before I played it. That's exactly my point. The Democrats are celebrating. Oh, well, you know, it's 170 murders. It's just 170 murders. It's down from 250. It's down. I don't know how many times I've said this, and I know it's like almost being on it's not even a broken record. It's a record on repeat. The Democrats love this violence because it is truly a demonic spirit. These people are truly occupied by a demonic spirit. And I know I'm bringing in the spiritual element and all of this, but my goodness, people, what else is it? What else could it be? I truly believe, and I know, I truly believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I know what's happening in our world right now is a demonic spirit issue. It really is. But a lot of people don't want to make that connection. They really don't. Even though we're spiritual beings walking around in fleshly bodies. They really don't.
If you want an idea of how bad crime is in D.C., two summers ago, an Afghan interpreter who worked with U.S. Special Forces and escaped after Biden's disastrous Afghan withdrawal was shot and killed in a carjacking. This is a guy who survived the Taliban, but couldn't survive working as a Lyft driver in our nation's capital. That's the state of crime in the District of Columbia. You had Congressman Henry Cuellar, who was carjacked. You had an aide to Senator Rand Paul, who was stabbed four times trying to get a burrito bowl. You had a congressional intern who was shot and killed near the White House. You had two embassy staffers from the Israeli embassy who were just murdered. You had a Doge staffer who was beaten within an inch of his life during a carjacking.
But none of that is important to the left. You know what becomes real tiring is the fact that we talk about all of this negative stuff. And it is negative stuff. But you know what's positive is that we have a president that's doing something about it. And the negativity is the radical left. They're the ones that's fighting against it. Can you imagine you have a household and you go to work every day? And you want to provide for your family, or you go to work and you want to do the best job, you know, that you can for yourself, your coworker, your company, just to find out that they are trying to undermine you every step of the way. And you have really good intentions. Like you go to work, you're on time. Sometimes you even stay over. You go the extra mile. You even help your coworkers just to find out that when you go to lunch or you go to restroom, they try to go on your computer and do some malicious stuff. That's what the Democrats are doing in this country. Instead of realizing that President Trump is actually, look, just do the right thing. I have to be honest with you. When President Trump, and I've mentioned this story before, when President Trump, when he first started running in 2014, you know, we started to talk about it, and then 2015 came. In 2016, and like, yes, he won. But he was doing Apprentice. I didn't care for Trump. I didn't like him. I didn't like his attitude, his personality. I didn't like the way he talked to people. But then I said, before I just really started expressing my personal feelings about President Trump. Let me do what I tell everybody else to do. Let me just go research on President Trump. Let me just go look at what he's doing. And what I found out is that President Trump, he's still the same way he was on The Apprentice. He's still the same way. And all it means is that he just wants people to do the right thing. If you didn't do the right thing, you're fired. Just do the right thing. That's all that he's asking for people. Do the right thing. And of course, do your best. And he knows people make mistakes. President Trump makes mistakes. But he's still doing his best and he's still fighting for this country. And the Democrats are against that. And I'm so thankful that God heard our prayers this past November. And I'm going to be honest with you. When we saw, you know, we were live right here on Elevate TV and it was such a phenomenal night. We were live. Do y'all remember that night? Does anyone remember that night? It felt like 2016, and it almost felt like 2020 when we saw all those trucks going in into the voting location, right? We remember we saw all those trucks and everybody was like, oh my goodness, what's going on here? What are all these trucks? What are all these trucks? We didn't know. And it almost started to feel like 2020. And then, bam, President Trump pulled it through. And it felt like 2016 again. I said, yes, thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you so much for hearing our prayers. See, God listened to his people. He will listen to his people if we repent, if we give him all the glory, if we seek him. He will answer our prayers. And so many people were fasting and praying that President Trump goes back into office. Why? So he can stop the violence, stop the corruption of these Democrats. And look how they're responding. Look how they're responding to him. It is the most mind-blowing thing ever because they're doing it to themselves and they don't have to. They're duping themselves. They're setting themselves up for a trap. The whole transgender thing that they're pushing, majority of the people in this country are not for that. They're not for it. Now, if you're a grown man and you want to go out and do your thing, then by all means, go do your thing. No one's going to come to your door and knock on it and say, hey, you need to stop putting on that dress. We see you dancing around in the house. No one's going to do that. But when you go out and start pushing on the children, that's when people start speaking up. And the very fact that President Trump had to get involved with the violent crime that's taking place in D.C. should be a wake-up call to every single Democrat's governor and mayor throughout the country. But again, like I mentioned, they're going to double down. They're going to double down. Let me play this one for you. This was on the Communist News Network talking about D.C. Watch this.
So let's talk about D.C. residents for a second, because these headlines, you know, and I was a resident of D.C. for over 20 years. I've lived in all but three D.C. wards, okay? These headlines are different from when I first came to the city. 13-year-old girl, 13, sentenced to 7 years for 2023 beating death of a D.C. man. Teen sentenced in killing of Lyft driver who came to U.S. seeking safety. This was a guy who was a U.S. military interpreter who was shot and killed in an attempted carjacking, again, by a 16-year-old. Now, juveniles fall under you, and the D.C. Attorney General, Jeanine Pirro, D.C. Attorney Jeanine Pirro has focused in on this inability that she says she has to prosecute juveniles. The law allows people up to the age of 24 years old to potentially have more lenient sentences from judges. Is that working for people in D.C.?
Up to 24 years old. See, I was just thinking that it was just up to 17, 18, because, you know, at 18, they're considered adult in this country. But in D.C., they were saying up to 24 years old, if you commit these crimes, then you just get a lesser penalty. Don't worry about it. Just don't get caught next time. The age 24. I'm like, this can't be real. I'm sitting there looking at this possibly can't be real. So which brings me to another one I want to share with you. And of course, I like Scott Jennings, and you know what? There's this other lady on here that's she makes some sense here, where the Democrats, they're just not getting it. They're not getting it. President Trump, and you know, there's a lot of them are saying that President Trump is putting military personnel on the streets of D.C. because he wants to deflect. He wants people to think about something else other than Epstein. Really? I don't think President Trump really cares if people think about Epstein because they have subpoenas out now. They have subpoenas out for these people. And Bill Barr is one of them that's under subpoena for the Epstein files. So President Trump's administration has not let it go. But the Democrats want to ignore that part. Right. They just want to make they want to have this association with President Trump with Epstein when we know it's not there, because if it was there, they would have shown it. They would have shown it. Well, listen to this.
Yeah, I think a few things can be true. One is that I think he's using this issue to distract for some other things. That doesn't mean it's a bad political strategy. I think it's a very good one. And the numbers can be what they are, but also people don't feel that way. And when it comes to two things, crime and the economy, feelings don't really care about your facts. And I can't tell you how profoundly stupid it is for Democrats to get up.
Now, you see this? Now, I think she meant to say it the other way around, you know, because facts don't care about your feelings, right? Because you can feel like you're a boy when you're a girl or whatever. But I get what she's saying, right? I get what she's saying. Listen.
Crime and the economy. Feelings don't really care about your facts. And I can't tell you how profoundly stupid it is for Democrats to get up with their facts and their figures and their charts and their graphs and say, look, you're safe. Can't you read this chart, idiots? Why are you complaining? I'm showing you right here how safe you are. So shut up and move along. I don't have to tell you how profoundly stupid that is because voters told you how profoundly stupid that was in 2024 when Democrats said, see these economic numbers? The economy's great. What are you complaining about? See these crime numbers? Crime's down. You're safe. See these immigration numbers? Obama deported way more. There's no migrant crisis. I can't tell you enough that politics is perception. And the numbers can be right, but you never tell voters they're wrong about how they feel.
Congress.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong about how you feel. I mean, but that's what liberals do all the time. They're quick to tell you how to think. They're quick to tell you what you're supposed to believe. Oh, don't worry about it. The border's fine. The border's fine. Lake and Riley, who's that? This is the Democrats. Who's that? Lake and Riley, who's that? Who was that? See, they don't even want to mention, they don't even want to think about the Americans that have been assaulted, Americans that have been killed by these illegals coming into the country. They don't want to talk about the crime that's happening in Chicago, happening in D.C., St. Louis, Compton, L.A., Miami, Dallas, throughout the country, New York. They don't want to talk about that. And as I mentioned a second ago, and a lot of people go again and say, Will, don't give them any ideas. Don't give them any ideas. You know, the Democrats, they could rise to the occasion right now. They really could. See, now, and the only reason I say that, because if I was in their shoes and I see that I have a Democrat ran city and we have crime that's happening in the city and they're fudging the numbers, but the people that live in the city, they don't see these numbers. They see the crime. It would be to their best interest to go in and say, look, we want to go ahead and clean up the streets. Kind of like Gavin Newsom did when he had a guest from China show up. Remember how Gavin Newsom had the guests from China show up? So it can be done. That is a beautiful example. That is a beautiful example. Gavin Gruesome Newsom, new scum, cleaned up the city, removed the homeless, got all the trash, removed all the drug dealers, the people all hunched over looking like they're zombies. He cleaned it all up for their special guests from China. So they can do it. They are aware of it. But they don't want to clean it up. They don't want the crime to stop. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, and I think you brought up the point. I was just thinking when you were talking there, I was like, oh, well, we know that they fudge the numbers, just like that one guy in D.C. is in trouble for fudging the numbers. And then, you know, when numbers come out and say, Hillary Clinton was ahead, that was a lie.
Yes.
When Biden's job numbers came out, that was a lie. So all these numbers that they give us have been historically inaccurate or wrong. And so we don't trust them. I mean, they don't talk about that. we don't trust the numbers, not because of what we're feeling necessarily, but because of what we're experiencing in our own lives.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that under Joe Biden, there was a strong economy when so many people were struggling. You couldn't tell me that. I mean, I'm like, oh, I don't know what numbers you're looking at, but I'm hurting.
Yeah.
Right?
American people are hurting, going to the gas pump. We were talking about the price of groceries. Everything was going through the roof. And then they were trying to tell people to ignore it. You remember there was even a time with Joe Biden where they couldn't even get baby formula. Couldn't even get baby formula. None at all. Well, listen to this one. Here's a Democrat from D.C., to my understanding. And she's on here talking about the crime. See, a lot of Democrats, they're getting it. And if the Democrats will follow her lead, it just might be better for them. But they're not going to, I'm telling you right now.
Well, I think we have to be willing to say the quiet part out loud. And I think as Democrats, it's facing uncomfortable conversations about crime. Look, no one wants to put kids in jail or lock them away for life. But when we ignore a problem, we allow it to fester. And we don't target what the issue, what the founding issue of the problem is. And I believe for D.C., a lot of that has to do with our youth and with education. I mean, D.C. for 2022 to 2023 had about 40% of kids that faced chronic absentee. So that means they missed 10% or more of the school year. Well, where are those kids when they're not in school? They're outside causing a little bit of chaos. They're raiding grocery stores, drug stores. They're putting entire sections of the city under curfew. And the fact of the matter is, the president is addressing something that is...
I mean, they're going to end up denouncing her. First of all, she goes on Fox News. No. How dare you? How dare you? And you're a black woman. That's another negative against you. And you're actually siding with President Trump. Strike three, you're out. So they're probably going to end up denouncing her, and they're going to probably end up kicking her to the curb, and they're going to end up forcing a red pill down her throat. Okay, we got to go to a quick break. And when we come back from this break, I want to show you what one idiot mayor is telling people how to fight President Trump's orders in protecting the cities. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. I really hope you are enjoying the program today, and I hope you enjoy LFA TV as a whole, because let's face it, we're not getting any younger. However, if there was a way to slow down our aging and live a little bit longer, would we do it? I think we would. You ever heard of Fatty 15, folks? Well, Fatty 15 is a brand new supplement that has C15 in it. You might ask, what's C15? Well, C15 is the first fatty acid to be discovered in 90 years that actually prolongs your life. Over 100 studies over many years were done on dolphins because these two doctors were in charge of basically increasing the dolphin population. So they started introducing this fatty acid called C15. And what they found was something amazing. The dolphins were living longer and the dolphin pods were growing bigger. It was an amazing discovery. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you can get C15 introduced into your life to slow down the aging process of your cells. And it's not only going to make you feel and look younger, but it's going to make your body think it is younger, which means you're going to start doing more things again. There's a thing called cellular fragility syndrome. And cellular fragility syndrome happens as we get older. This is going to reverse it, folks. Fatty15.com/LFA, promo code LFA. That is fatty15.com/LFA, promo code LFA. Get your discount today, folks, and start this new journey to help you live longer. Fatty15.com/LFA, promo code LFA today. Now, back to the program. Thank you very much.
Okay, so you know, you can bring it back. You know how I mentioned about some of these idiots in these Democrat blue cities? They're not going to say, you know what, let's go ahead and do it. This nut job here still hasn't learned her lesson. Clean up the city. Everyone knows that LA is high in crime. It's no secret. This is going to prove my point 100%. Instead of saying, we don't like Trump. This is what they should. They can come out and say, look, we don't like Trump. We don't care for his policies. We don't care for him. We think he's authoritarian. But what we are going to do, we're going to clean up the streets without him. They're not even saying that. Listen to what she says on how to combat President Trump's effort into getting rid of the crime.
You talked also about the protests being important. What do you think people can do that would matter? Can local officials establish any sort of limiting factor?
Limiting factor on preventing President Trump from getting rid of the crime, from stopping the violence. I mean, dude, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. My head right now is like pounding. It feels like I'm in a vice grip and someone's hitting me with a hammer in the back of the head. My head is like, really? And I don't know. Maybe it's these liberals that's doing it to me. Maybe it's the liberals. It's just the disgust of them. This is like taking it to a new level, people. I don't think most people really grasp what's happening here. They're literally talking about how to stop President Trump from stopping crime. Does that even sound right coming out of my mouth?
What do you think is the most valuable pushback against things like this for people who object to it?
Pushback to objection of stopping crime? Look, my head is already hurting. I mean, really, I'm telling you, I'm not, you know, my head hurt. I'm being honest with you right now. My head is really actually hurting right now. I mean, it is pounding. And I'm pushing through. But I think this is probably part of it. Do y'all see this or is it just me? Y'all seen this? I'm looking in the comments. Is it just me? Listen to this. Listen to the stupidity.
Well, I can tell you when they were doing the random snatching or kidnappings of people off of our streets, when people gathered, they backed away on many occasions. And so in Los Angeles, we have a rapid response network.
They have a rapid response network. Not for when you see someone stealing a vehicle, not for when you see someone assaulting someone on the streets, not when you see someone selling drugs to a minor, to someone who shouldn't be getting the drugs in the first place, not when you see someone going into the store robbing something. They don't have a rapid response for any of that criminal activity. They have a rapid response for what?
Where everybody is alerted. If you see masked men getting out of unmarked cars, let everybody in the area know.
If you see ICE agents, police officers, federal agents, and they're talking, you know, and this is what she's telling, relaying to people in D.C. When you see them coming, alert the criminals.
But you know what, Will?
Alert the criminals.
I feel safer when I see them around.
Dude.
I mean, I'm like, oh, yes, get them. I thought that looked like a nice person, but I don't know who it is. Right? Listen.
I mean, come on.
The Democrats are on the wrong side of this.
Yes.
They were on the wrong side of immigration. You don't see them going to the immigration facilities anymore because literally it made their approval ratings plummet. Nobody wanted to see that. Most people were for it. And like we said, we probably sound like a broken record, but the truth is the truth. How come we can see it and they can't see it? Now they're trying to defend the indefensible, just like you said. And then they lie about who the people are doing the crime. Yes, young people are involved. Is it the majority? No, it's not.
But
truly the problem is these activist judges and city council people who are, I mean, they're elected, but let's be honest, how many people actually vote for city council people? They really don't do
it. Let me ask you this, Shannon. Let me ask you this. I mean, you get my point too when I'm saying that they're actually telling people how to notify when a law enforcement agency, the federal agents, when it's ICE, when it's the police department, or the Federal Reserve, when they're coming down the block, this is a government official, a mayor, informing the people. They've created a network.
An app, actually.
Network to go against law enforcement. Hey, they're coming. Tip off the criminal. Allow the criminal to escape. Even though they just got through assaulting a person, we got a network for you to tip the person off who committed the crime.
Yeah, and see, that's the
turnoff. Why is she not being arrested? I mean, it's like so mind blowing. Is everybody watching? Are you getting this? I'm like, this is almost becoming the norm. It's not a shock factor any longer.
Yeah. I mean, it's so huge. You know, who's going to hold them accountable?
Yeah.
I mean, especially when they're part of the top law enforcement.
She's governors, the mayor.
Chief of police, all She's these people the that are involved in it.
When they talk about the chain of command, the mayor is involved in that.
Of course. Well, yeah.
But when you have the mayor telling, you know, create a network so we can undermine the law, something is truly wrong.
I mean, they make the people feel helpless.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, yeah. There's a lot of people that just feel helpless out there. I mean, we can use her as an example when we talk about what happened with the fires. All those people lost their homes. Nobody's helped them. They said they were going to. Would they come up with $100 million?
$100 million for the fire relief.
Yeah. What happened to that? You know what? Yes, I think it was yesterday or the day before, Will. You have Abbott, who, because they haven't passed money in the legislation yet for these people that lost everything in their homes in the flooding, yesterday Greg Abbott gave people $25,000 checks to help them to get it going. Yep. Had them all come in, and he personally handed them $25,000 checks. That's what we need.
And you don't hear nothing like that.
And he's the governor of the state. Did you hear her doing that for the people that were affected by the fires? Did you hear Hawaii do that for the people that were affected by the fires?
No, but they did get money.
Did you hear North Carolina do that for the people that lost their stuff in flood?
Let's be fair. They did get some money.
Stop it.
$750.
Stop it.
Okay. And, you know, they have to pay that back. Okay. Let's be fair.
Yeah. And let's be honest. And I'm going to be honest, too. $25,000 in most cases doesn't even cover it either.
It's
but
still
it
not
helps.
Even enough, right?
It
but
helps.
It's more than what the Democrats are like. Here's $750. Now shut up. And then the illegals come in the country. We'll give you 10 grand a month.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference.
Yeah. And you huge have, I'm looking at the chat right now, and it says Lenny 511 said the fires that she caused. That's right. We know that because of the negligence of our government, that those fires had fuel to destroy so many houses, homes, and lives. Pets. I mean, so much.
Yeah.
Businesses.
Yeah, just gone.
And is anybody talking about it today?
Rumors has it is that China is coming in and buying it all up now.
Well, I mean, look at Gavin Newsom. He has a friendship with China. He loves China.
He's allowing it.
Yeah.
So, you know what? President Trump needs, I think the federal government needs to get involved in that. Let me share this one with you. This is a young lady in D.C. talking about the crime in D.C. It's a really short clip, Shannon. You can leave it split screen even.
We need all the protection that we can get in the city because the city is really getting dangerous. A person like me at this age, I have to make sure to come home before sundown.
She has to make sure she's at home before sundown. But now she can be walking around at 9 o'clock at night. Can you put the comments on the screen really quick, Shannon? I'm just kind of curious. Do you think that the criminals in D.C., I'm talking about the hardcore criminals, because, you know, they've been making some arrests here and there, people out there pushing the envelope. But I truly believe that the hardcore criminals are just going to try to wait out the 30 days. Do y'all think so, too? Do you understand what I'm saying? I truly believe that they're going to try to wait out the 30 days. But President Trump, before we came on here, Shannon, you were telling me that President Trump has been talking to Congress about making sure that once they pull him out, that the crime doesn't happen and we're going to need to be there as long as it takes.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually looking for the article as you were talking, but the article is not on Fox News right now. But yeah, so Trump is saying he wants them to extend their presence in D.C. by another 30 days. I think it's 30 days right away. Now he wants it. He said, and if Congress does not allow it to happen, that he may call it a national security issue and go ahead and extend it the 30 days.
So you mean
that
President Trump is going to be authoritarian?
Listen,
and fix the streets and get rid of the crime. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the new authoritarian.
Let me tell you something. You know how much it impacts D.C. Guess where all the people in Congress are at? Guess where the president is at? DC. Guess where people from other countries come to visit? DC. It is a national security issue because you never know what is going on. You have to have a secure area. I agree with Trump.
And I love President Trump's analogy about it. And you know what? Elon Musk, you know how Elon Musk and President Trump had their little falling out? There was a clip of President Trump giving his acknowledgement of how the city is by using the analogy that his father gave him. If you go to a restaurant and the door is dirty, don't go in. Don't go in, because if you go in, the kitchen is dirty. Don't go in.
And who did that remind you of, Will?
And Elon Musk took that clip and reshared it and said, very well said. And then it has 45 million views from that little piece.
And what did you say to me when you read that?
I don't know.
You said it reminded you of me.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've driven up to restaurants or places, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not eating here. Or, yeah, I'm not going in there.
Yeah, Shannon, she has a big thing. We were going to a, an IHOP? We were going to an IHOP one time. Not Cracker Barrel. We're going to an IHOP. And we got in the parking lot, and we just saw the windows, you know, because the IHOP had the windows going around before you go to the front door, and the windows were dirty.
Yep.
The windows were filthy.
And where you walked in was all brown.
We didn't even go into that one.
I said, I'm not going in there. We didn't even go in.
We're just looking at the windows, and the windows were filthy. And I'm like, dude, you know, 20 minutes, you can probably clean the windows.
I'd rather be hungry.
We didn't even go in because the windows were filthy. Now, let me be clear about something. There's some hole-in-the-wall restaurants. Yeah, some of the best food. I'm just telling you right now. I don't discriminate. If the food is good, it's good. So some people have a whole whole issue about going into a restaurant because if it looks like a hole in the wall. I've been to some hole in the walls that the cooking is seasoned. It's so good. It's so good. And I have had a New York Street hot dog. I've had a New York Street hot dog right down the street. It's so good too. It's probably terrible for me. It was probably terrible for me, but it was so good. All right, I'm gonna share one more thing with you, and we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, Jeremy Harrell here, LFA TV. I hope you're enjoying the show today, and I want to thank the host for allowing me to come in to talk to you about Arma colostrum. Folks, when we were born as babies, and we were breastfed, the lucky ones of us anyway. We got something called colostrum into our system. And what that is 400 plus bio-nutrients that really built our entire immune system. Now, on the outside of our body, we have a thing that protects us called skin. But on the inside of our body, we have a thing that protects us called the mucosa. And that mucosa is subject daily to pollutions and pesticides and chemicals in our food, in our water, and so much more. And it causes us to bloat. It causes us to feel horrible. It causes us to feel sluggish. And it actually slows down our body that kind of damage slows down our body from basically just releasing some of the things that we need in order to keep us healthy. So we have to introduce things like colostrum into our body to get our body healthy again and strong again, our gut health strong again, and Armor colostrum is that something. TryArmor.com/LFATV will give you 15% off your entire order. That is TryArmor.com/LFATV. Not only does it strengthen your immune system and stop you from bloating, but it gets rid of heartburn, gets rid of indigestion, starts regrowing your hair thicker again, your nails, your cuticles, everything is healthy and growing fast. TryArmor.com/LFATV. Try it today, folks, and thank you very much.
Listen to this. The Democrats, once again, and you know, I call them Democrats so much. Every now and then, they would do a Democrat tip jar here on LFA, and it's like fill up the screen with the tip jar, because I say Democrat. I say it a lot because it is a truly spiritual battle, and I associate with it. I look at it because I can't see it any other way, because I can't explain why people would support so much evilness. Well, listen to this one as the Democrats double down. Like I've been saying, this is how I know that they're going to double down. Well, they're saying President Trump doesn't actually want to remove violence from the streets of America. He doesn't really want to. He's just tricking everybody while he's ending the crime, right? He's just tricking everybody. Listen to this. Watch. You can't make it up.
It's great to have you here, sir, because you hear the warning there from the mayor of what she believes could happen. And we do hear the president saying other U.S. major cities could be next year. I wonder if that's a pledge that you take seriously tonight.
See, that's what I'm saying. This is going to go into the other cities. And all they have to do, all these Democrats have to do, it says, let's clean up the city before President Trump gets here because it will make him look good. But if we do it before he gets here, it will make us look good. It's a no-brainer. I don't understand why they're not doing it. Well, I do understand because they love violence. They love crime. They want to do the opposite of whatever it is President Trump's doing. Now, listen to this idiot dude response.
Well, sadly, we do, because I think the bottom line is that President Trump doesn't like public safety.
Oh, really? He doesn't like public safety. Really? Where do you get that from? Where do you get that from? I really want to know, where does he get that from? Because President Trump has been talking about public safety. He shut down the border for the public safety.
He's a convicted criminal himself.
Oh, there it is. There it is. He's a convicted criminal himself. The liberal talking point.
He pardons people who are criminals and do pretty dastardly things, oh, like cause the deaths of 5 different law enforcement officers during January 6th.
A lie, a lie, a lie. There's 5 people on both sides. President Trump supporting white supremacists, neo-Nazis. A lie, a lie, a lie. Look, these people get together at the end of the year and they hand out awards to who was the most convincing in telling the lie that they were telling. I'm telling you right now, there has to be something, the reason why they're constantly doing this. That is a bald-faced lie. I was there on January 6th. No police officers were killed on January 6th. None. Zero. Not a zip. None of them. There was one young lady that was killed by the Democrats, but they don't ever want to mention Ashley Babbitt. They don't want to ever say her name. Right? You know how they scream, say her name, say her name. They don't ever want to say Ashley Babbitt. This dude is lying. And this witch here, she knows that he's lying, but it's the talking point.
There is no indication that this man is in favor of law-abiding behavior or public safety, but he is in favor of power. He is in favor of fascism. He is in favor of ending democracy.
There it is.
And what he's trying to do here is not normal. As Wanda Sykes, one of my faves, would say, it's not normal.
See, this is my point earlier, what I was saying, that all of this stuff, the violent crimes, keeping the violent crime going on, this is the new norm. What was once considered good is now evil. And what was considered evil is now good. See, this is what they're making. They're making violent crime be the norm. And here come President Trump stopping crime. This is not normal. He's not supposed to be doing this. Obama didn't stop the crime. Biden didn't stop the crime. Presidents in the past, Bush didn't stop the crime. But here's President Trump stopping the crime. First time in American history, trying to bring an end to this violent crime in the streets of D.C., starting with D.C., and they're losing their beep-boop.
To act like you can go into a city that is having tremendous progress, 30-year low, in crime and call it an emergency and bring in a bunch of troops who aren't even trained for this kind of work. He may think he's going to try it in other places, but the fact is legally he has much less of a right to do any of this in other cities, and he better not try it in Philly.
I mean, dude, I hate to be right about this, but what have I been telling y'all the entire episode? They're going to double down. They're not going to now look. I could, you know what, maybe I could be governor or mayor, you know, because if I was on the opposite side, I'm like, well, wait a minute, let me see. I don't want President Trump to come to my neck of the woods. So let me go ahead and clean up the streets now. And then I don't have to hear from Trump. And then I can get all the credit. See, that's part of the problem, too. They don't want President Trump for getting any credit for cleaning up the streets. Oh, it's an all-time low. Remember, it used to be 150 or 250 deaths a year, murders that happened, 250. Now it's down to 170. It's coming down to all-time low. One is too many. But the Democrats are happy with 170 deaths, murders. And a part of the reason why we're here is because of the weaponization of the Democrats utilizing the police department against American people. They've handcuffed a lot of police officers not to do their jobs. Listen to Jake the Snake as he has in a conversation with this lady and about the weaponization of the federal government, the weaponization of the police departments, the weaponization of the healthcare, weaponization of our border. The Democrats, they weaponize everything. And then here comes President Trump wanting to clean it all up. But because he's trying to clean up the criminal activities, now he's the one trying to weaponize it.
How radicalized they were by, let's say, the investigations. Mm-hmm. And again, let's just for the benefit of the doubt say, okay, I get it. But now instead of saying that was so horrible, no one should ever go through it. They're saying that was so horrible. Now we're going to do
correct.
It to them.
After he insisted, I will end the weaponization. It's really hard to see what
he's turbocharged it.
Right. And he is systematically going after people who either criticize him or oppose him. Or have disagreed with him or investigated him. And, you know, we will see how many more follow.
I mean, so them raiding again, and I'm going to go down this laundry list really quick. Them raiding President Trump's home twice, not once, but twice. Them indicting President Trump four times, not one time, but four times. 90 something plus charges against President Trump, trying to remove him from the ballot, trying to assassinate the man. That's not weaponization at all. Nope, that's not weaponization at all. That is justified because it's President Trump that they're trying to kill. It's Trump that they're trying to kill. So all of it's justified. And President Trump trying to get down to the bottom of it. I don't know why we still got this image up here. President Trump trying to get down to the bottom of it. That's him trying to weaponize the DOJ.
Sorry I kept that up there. But I just want to say something. There's a story that's coming across. Actually, Fox News I just saw a quick little snippet of a news thing. Well, they're saying that Adam Schiff is being urged to resign by some of his colleagues, apparently.
Well, you know what? Because if the information that they just released on Adam Schiff, and I got some stuff on Adam Schiff, I really would like that if I had the time, I would get to. Maybe Kevin's going to get into it. But the information that's coming out about Adam Schiff, if it all true,
yeah,
he's going to step down in order to avoid jail time.
Yeah.
He's going to step down in order to avoid
jail time. Well, he'll still face it. I mean, once you release intelligence, I mean, it's been out there.
Well, he has.
He can definitely.
Comey released evidence too.
And he also has his home stuff out there. So him retiring is not going to save him. What it is going to do, though, is it's going to help the Democrat Party say, see, we saw dirt in our party and we got rid of it because we don't tolerate
they've
it.
They've been doing the dirt all along.
They
stick with the demons, will protect demons until you become a problem for them.
Yeah, well, now he's becoming a problem.
Now you're starting to become a problem. We got to let you go.
Yep.
We got to let you go. Talking about going, we're almost down to the wire here. Kevin Smith is coming up next. Kevin Loud Majority right here. So you don't have to go anywhere. But I want to encourage everybody to go over to lfatv.us. lfatv.us. If you go over to lfatv.us, this is one of the best ways that you can support the network. I'm telling you right now. We're going to continue to bring you the truth. We're going to continue to hammer it. We're going to continue. And no matter what, you know what, when we're sick, because like right now, maybe they said because there's a storm coming in. Maybe that's why my head is banging. I think it's probably the liberals. But I've come up here and I've been just sicker than a dog. And I'll still fight because I know what this fight is about. So I'm asking all of you, I'm pleading with you, go to lfatv.us, pick up the merch, support the network. You can make donations right there directly at lfatv.us. Because of you is the reason why we are here. Because we love you, the American people. We love all of you. The LFA family, we want to fight. We will fight with you and for you. We will stand beside you every day of the week, every day of the year, every single time. Kevin's up next. God bless.